Well, hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with Babbie Mason. And we are so grateful, Babbie, for you to be here with us.
I'm so happy to be with you, Peggy Banks. I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
And we're thankful for our audience that is making the time to be with us today and allowing us to come into their home or in their car or on their phone, wherever they're listening to us, and to share our hearts with you.
Absolutely. I'm just excited to talk about Hope Has a Name. And hope is a gift, and because hope is a person, and that person is Jesus.
Amen. And for our listeners, we want to hear from you, and you can contact us at womenofhope@twr.org. So, Babbie, tell me the scripture that's on your heart today that we're going to be talking about.
Well, the scripture passage that has encouraged me today is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7. And I love this passage. It says, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord." And I love the definition, the biblical definition of hope, because hope is not a gamble or taking a chance. It's not wishing upon a star. But hope is the constant expectation of good things to come. And when you look at that through the eyes of the Word, when you look at that definition through the eyes of the Scripture, that what that means to me, what that says to my heart, is that whatever is going on in my life, whatever is, whatever challenges I'm facing today, I always have hope. I am never, ever, ever without hope. Because I have Jesus, who is the author and finisher of hope. He's the author and finisher of my faith. And I can find everything I need because I have the author of hope, who is Jesus.
You know, and that is true, but sometimes it's hard to really grasp how that looks in our life every single day. Because it's easy for us to say, well, have hope. God is doing a work. Or, you know, because Jesus died for our sins, we can have hope. So talk to me a little bit, Babbie, on what it means, you know, what is hope and what hope is not.
You know, I don't think we can have hope without faith. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 says, "Now abideth faith, hope, and love." It's like a threefold cord that is not easily broken. You know, faith and hope go together. And it's like having a balanced life. You have faith on one side and hope on the other side that girds me up. And so with hope, with that constant expectation of something good, comes the promise that even though I don't see it, I still believe it. Even though I don't see the outcome, I know that the outcome is good.
It starts with our faith. It starts with what do we believe in and what are we believing in? Are we believing in things of the world? Are we believing in things of my own strength? Are we believing in my family, you know, history, my past, my skills?
Well, see, all of those things are good. You know, I happen to be a preacher's kid. I come from a long line of preachers, five generations of preachers. But I had to come to faith in Christ on my own. And I thank God for my history and my heritage and this great lineage that I have. But there came a time in Babbie Mason's life where I had to come to grips that Babbie Mason needs Jesus. That I'm going to stand before God, and my daddy has to stand before God too. I have Jesus, who is my advocate, and he pleads my case. And because of Jesus, we are pronounced not guilty. And that is what we call that. That's a faith walk. That's daily putting one foot in front of the other, trusting Christ. And that carries us, that hope and that faith carries us all the way through our life. And we grow in it and we mature in it.
I think that's something to remember, is that we're growing into it and we're maturing into it, because not growing up as a pastor's kid, not growing up in a church that knew about Jesus, we were putting our faith, I was putting my faith in my abilities and in my skills and in my education and in, you know, my family and what they could do for me, my friends and what they could, what I could make happen myself. And that is fleeting. That, I mean, that will go away. That will not last forever. So the understanding of putting our faith in something that is eternal is what's important. But that just doesn't automatically happen, right? It's something that as we give our hearts to Christ, then we grow in understanding how important that faith in Him, who is everlasting and all-knowing, you know, is eternal, is so much different than putting our faith in earthly things, my own skills, my own strengths, my understanding.
And I think that's why this passage from Jeremiah 17:7 is so powerful, because it says, blessed is the man.
Yeah.
One interpretation, that I forget which translation it is, but it interprets the word blessed as happy.
Yeah.
Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we use that word blessed a lot.
Yeah.
Today, right?
Yes.
I was just on a phone call with someone earlier, and as we hung up, she said, have a blessed day. I mean, it's just, and I don't know where she is in her faith or who she is and what that means for her. But right, so what does blessed mean? Blessed is the person who has faith in God.
And, you know, I think for me personally, the way I perceive that is that here again, it's one of these gifts that God has given us, and that is the gift of joy.
Mm.
That regardless, here again, regardless of what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
You know, hope becomes my anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is an anchor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hope is that reminder, that settling in my heart that gives me this deep, sweet peace that lets me know, you know, Babby, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look real good right now, or the diagnosis may not be what you expected, or you might have a little challenge in your finances, or your marriage may be a little shaky right now, or your kids are not where they're not doing what they ought to be doing right now. But because my hope is in the Lord, and because I know Jesus is the same, Jesus who is hope personified, and hope never changes.
Yeah.
Because Jesus never changes.
Yeah.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, yes. We can grow in our knowledge and understanding of that as we study the Bible, right? As we sit with friends like you and I are sitting together, just two women talking about our faith. And one of the things I love about our relationship, Babby, is that we come from different backgrounds and understandings and growth and maturity. You know, you walked a long time as a Christian, as a little girl, and I'm fairly new within the last 30 years or 20 years, 25 years. So, you know, it's still a growing process that we have to have people in our lives that the Bible says sharpens each other's sword, right?
Yes.
It helps us to see, okay, what do I do when I'm in a difficult situation? Well, you've experienced maybe some of the difficulties that I'm going through right now, and we're able to help each other grow in finding our faith and belief and hope in something that lasts.
Well, this is what I love about Jesus, is that no matter what your background is, no matter what your culture is.
Yeah.
I'm from near Detroit. I grew up, you know, near Motown, the daughter of a Black Baptist preacher. Where were you born?
I was born in New York. Then I was raised in South Florida,
okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Two totally different backgrounds.
Yes, yes.
Different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
But yet this is what I love, is that we have this common bond.
Mm-hmm.
This common relationship as sisters in the Lord, this hope that we share, this hope in Christ, and we can encourage one another on our journey, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I just have to go back to this, because this is where we're living.
Yeah.
You know, we're living in this crazy mixed up world where it just seems like stuff is just changing all the time.
Right.
And if we don't have hope, you know, hope is the... is like this rudder.
Mm-hmm.
It just it guides us against the strong storms of life, against the winds of life, against the changing of times. And here again, it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what your race, doesn't matter what your culture, it doesn't even matter about your background. If you have Jesus in your life, you have hope.
Mm-hmm.
You have hope because Jesus is hope.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that I think is so important, is that when the challenges come, you have to have it already in you.
Yes. Right.
You have to have his word already in you. You have to already know, believe, have it settled in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
We used to say this in my daddy's church. You got to have your mind made up.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have your mind made up so that when the storms come.
Exactly.
You're already settled.
Yeah.
You're settled and you'll be able to stand. Here's another term that my parents used to use. Flat-footed.
Yeah.
Just stand flat-footed on what you know,
yeah.
Not on what you feel.
Yeah. And the truth of that is that you're not alone in it. Because I remember growing up and really having to survive a lot of really traumatic things, sexual abuse, physical violence. And you survive because you're standing in your own strength. You know that you're a strong person and no one's going to keep you down. It's all about how strong you can be. But after coming to know Christ and walking through difficult times and situations and storms, you know that you are surviving, but you're not alone in that survival, right?
Yes.
There is someone who is carrying you through, who promises to never leave you nor forsake you. And the more you trust in that every time you're in a storm, the stronger you become to go through the next storm, right? And even though we may fail and look at the storm more than rely on the Savior, God does strengthen us with each storm that we go through.
That's right.
So I am so thankful that we started this conversation, Babbie, and I think this is a verse that we could even dig deeper in and look at the rest of the passage. And so we are thankful that you joined us today and pray that you would continue to be with us as we look at Hope Has a Name, and that name is Jesus.